All right, we're back live with Tim Kearns of MSO and, of course, Revere football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And, Coach, I know that you and Tim got a lot to talk about here, but, man, congratulations. The first win in April has got to feel pretty good.
It feels really, really good. You know, boys worked hard, stuck together, played a very, very good Lynn Classical team. And you know, the biggest thing, you know, I talked to Tim about, and obviously the team was, great to get your first win and just great to be on the football field again. And that's exactly what Friday night was. You know, it's great to get that first win in April, and that just sounds so strange. You know, it's supposed to be first win in September, isn't it? It does feel strange. We were talking about, I was talking to Scotty Vlasic about it. Like, does this feel like football? You know, it really, I mean, you know, it's spring football, but it just, there was something different about it. But, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Well, you know, Phil made the comment that the weather was just like the weather at the beginning of a regular football season in September. It was that kind of night.
Yeah, it was. It was. It wasn't bad. That Manning can always be cold too. The winds can really pick up there, but it wasn't too bad. You know, and it's actually going to be nice this week too. Again, as long as the rain holds off. So, you know, May's here. You know, it's not exactly fall, but we're getting there. The weather's getting warmer, so you know, either way, we'll take what we can.
Luke Classical is a familiar opponent, but now they're in the GBL. Any difference in feeling against playing these guys, or how you were going to game plan against them, or how the game plan went?
Nah, Brian's still doing his thing, you know, still running that spread offense. They want to run the football, and great coach, and, no, just a great rivalry. Really nothing really changed. We were in just a different league, I guess, on paper and whatnot, but it was still the rivalry that it was when we were in the NEC, I can tell you that.
You know, Coach, as you scored on your opening drive, and you moved the ball very smoothly. I was very impressed with that. And I thought about that after the game, and I'm thinking, you know, probably would have liked to score some more, but Classical was resistant, and they bogged you down a couple of times. But overall, for me, and I mentioned this Friday night, of the smoothness of the execution of the team. You did a lot of things that you wanted to do. You ran the run pass option. You dinked several passes over the line of scrimmage to a wide open receiver who was then able to turn up the field for good yardage. And Classical really didn't have an answer for that. And I think that was really due to a lot of the kids that were on the field for Classical not having as much experience as your guys did. And that has to make you feel good during this four-game season, that you've got such a experienced team to go through this experience in.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate. You know, we lost some big time players last year, obviously, but we still have a lot left. We had seven or eight starters on both sides of the ball coming back. So, they worked hard, believe it or not, during the off season at their own gyms and stuff like that. Because we're really big on the weight room with the kids, like I know most programs are. And they got after it. They got after it Friday night, and we were able to do a lot of different things. When you can run the football, somewhat effectively, it also, I mean, football 101. It opens up the pass game. The RPOs were on, and it also helps that I've got a quarterback that's his fourth year. You know, a fourth year starter. He played for me as a freshman, and Calvin Boudreaux was just putting the ball where it had to be. Just about, he was 11 for 15 or 11 for 14 with 186 yards, and he was very, very accurate throwing, and he was very, very fluent, if you will, moving through the pocket. He was stepping up, and the offensive line a couple of times broke down, and he was able to find receivers that got open. So it was smooth. I mean, you know, there were a couple of times, one drive we were in the red zone around a 60-yard drive, and then we went backwards on a couple of our holding calls, and we didn't score. So, you know, a little sloppy but at times. But again, that, you know, first game jitters, and I think especially, I know Coach Vaughn had said this too, when you don't scrimmage,
right?
Usually that's how you get those little mistakes out of the way. And, you know, we didn't have that. No one had it in the GBL. So, all in all, I was, you know, I was quite pleased on both sides of the ball.
Lou, when your QB does so good, it's got to indicate that something up front is going on well. Tell me about a couple of kids you may have watched on film here up front, you know, on the film that you might not have noticed on game night who did well for you guys. Because, you know, too often the line, the guards, the tackles, man, they don't get a lot of ink.
No, they don't. They don't. And these guys have been together for a while. Dominic Reed, my left offensive tackle, and my left guard, Joseph Martinez. This is their second year start of varsity football, and they did a great job. They did a great job. We do a lot of pin and pull stuff, you know, with the pass blocking, and these guys got it down. They all played together last year, and we've got a young center in there that I thought, for his first game this year, did a wonderful, wonderful job, pass blocking and run blocking. And of course, my veterans, Al Atui, my right guard, and Ryan Doucette, my captain. You know, they all came together, and they gave Calvin a good, or at least enough time you know, to find the open receivers.
You know, there was one play that I thought epitomized the night. Boudreaux was almost tackled in the backfield. He managed to pull out of the tackle, scrambled to his right a little bit, and then just dumped the ball about 5 yards down to a receiver who came back into the open area. And I'm thinking, yep, you know it's your night when you make those kind of plays.
Tim, that was a middle screen. What are you talking about? But you know what? That was a middle screen. You know what? No, I'm up. It looked like it. He did it twice. That's my senior running back, Teo Edetebi. He had a great night too. He had over 90 yards rushing the football and a touchdown. But yeah, he's a smart kid. Real smart kid. Honor roll student. You know, and Calvin's a playmaker. So when you check down and you got really nowhere to go, and, you know, Edetebi was trying to get in an open space, and we did it twice, and it, one of them ended up in a big play, ended up keeping our scoring drive going. So, yeah, when things work out, sometimes, you know what, you need that, and sometimes it helps you.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't ask questions. You just say, okay, nice play.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That goes back to experience. It goes back to maturity. It goes back to being in the moment, being aware, oh, my quarterback's in trouble, I got to find a spot. And made it work. You know, Boudreaux was able to escape. And he's not only got to escape, he's got to get his head downfield to see who might be available. You know?
Yeah, no doubt. And he's, like I said, you know, he's a four-year player. He started actually his freshman year as a against the Winthrop, and we put him in that game, and we watched him, and we loved his poise. And you know, it's funny. There was one time when Calvin—I don't know if I said this—but I used to look down on Calvin because I was taller than him. Now Calvin's like 6'2".
Okay, got it.
I'm not the tallest guy. he grew. He got big. You know, he's your typical quarterback. He's got a very strong arm, and he's smart. He's definitely a student of the game. So,
Lou, go ahead, Tim.
No, you made me lose my train of thought by jumping on. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you've got one game under your belt with COVID training, a couple of weeks of practice here, and what's the focus going to be this week? Are you guys sort of into a routine now, Lou? Because this is anything but routine in terms of you know, where you are with football ordinarily, but are you guys sort of in a rhythm?
We are. We definitely are. Like, if for instance, today, we get in the weight room before practice. You know, it's always good to get in the weight room on Monday. I try to get the kids in there twice a week. And so we're able to get in the weight room today, and you got to be crafty these days with the COVID, so you have to go in two groups. But we got it done, and then we ended up having a defensive practice. You know, showing the kids formations and obviously what English does, and had a good run. So we're definitely in a routine, and the kids are definitely focused. And, you know, even though it's a four-game season, you know, these kids really, really want to go 4-0, and they really, you know, we're not looking past English by no means, because they're very, very good. We saw them on film, and they hung right in there with Everett till the very end. So we would definitely have our hands full, but it would be nice to get a win, Friday night, and it would be nice to have a little showdown with an old GBL foe, you know, Everett, in the coming weeks. So.
Is that English game a home game or away, Lou?
The English game, it's home. It's our homecoming, senior night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's,
how is,
yep.
How is Stavone feeling?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, so big loss. Marco broke his leg. He did break his femur. Really a freak. Hard bone to break, and just a freak. He fell on it the wrong way, and all the weight from the tackle came down on it. Anyways, he's doing okay. He had successful surgery, thank God. You know, and he's actually walking on it already.
Really? Wow.
Which is, you know, they get you right in and out of there. Yeah. Which is a good thing, and hopefully he'll be out of the hospital sometime today. That's what I understand.
I know it wasn't good when he rolled over and he was grabbing just above his knee, and I'm watching and I'm thinking, this isn't good, this is a leg injury. And then when he got up and he couldn't put any weight on it, I turned to the classical coach and I said, I think he broke his leg.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was shocked. That's a hard bone to break.
He had three guys jump on top of him, so.
He did. It was pretty tough to take because he's a good player on both sides of the ball. He's definitely in our plan this year, on offense and defense. He's my safety. So he'll be greatly missed. It's tough because he's a senior, but you know what? He's a strong kid. You already talked about he can't wait to get back to the practice field and be with the guys. So hopefully,
please let him know that they asked about him and wish him a speedy recovery.
I certainly will. That means a lot, Tim. I certainly will. Thank you.
Well, Coach, great start, and it's just really strange. But it's great talking with you again, and great success, man. Nice start. And your game, is it Friday night at home?
Yeah, so Friday night at home, 6 o'clock start at Harry Della Russo.
Excellent. Tim, any final thought?
I don't know where I'm going to be, but I may end up in Revere. I'm not quite sure what the schedule looks like. I don't know what English is doing, but I like following Revere.
Of course we do. Hey, we have for a long time, Lou. It's been a long time, brother.
I know it has. So, and it's always a pleasure with you.
I appreciate it. And again, Coach, under these conditions, it's very exceptional and very special. Congratulations on not only the win, but also on taking care of these young men.
Much appreciated, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Coach. Good luck this week.